This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Philadelphia theater companies are beginning to come back to in-person performance, but in a staggered way. Some companies are opening plays right now. Others are waiting until next year. And still others are opening hybrid live and digital productions around the holidays. WHYY's Peter Crimmins sorts it out.
Broadway made a big splash this fall when it returned to in-person performance, and in Philadelphia, the Kimmel Center reopened after 18 months dark, so live theater seems to be back. The Wilma Theater is the first company on Philadelphia's Avenue of the Arts to welcome audiences back. It is staging Minor Character, a farcical take on Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, made by combining many different translations of the original Russian, including one automated script spit out by Google Translate. The actors recite snippets of each translation, often switching roles spontaneously at times, generating what seems like pure babble.
Oh, now you've got me started.
Don't.
You are angry with me because you think I married your father
for ulterior motives.
For money.
I swear to you, Sonia, I married him out of love.
The Wilma's managing director, Lee Goldenberg, says this comedy is the perfect vehicle to welcome audiences back after being away for more than a year and a half.
This is a group of people all figuring out together how to make a play again and how to share space again. It definitely has that let's figure out how to make a play feel, but with the high production quality and technical elements that the Wilma is known for.
Most theater companies in Philadelphia are not yet ready to open, planning their first productions around the holidays and even early next year. 1812 Productions will launch an original comedy in November called 2 Out of 3, written and performed by company founder Jennifer Childs and her actor husband, Scott Greer. Last month, Childs reached out to her audience base with a survey asking how comfortable they would be to come back into theaters. The results were mixed.
There were some people that are gung-ho and are like, please open the doors now, I am there. No matter what you're doing, I'm in the front row. And then there's a healthy amount of people who are like, I am not ready yet, or it really depends on science, or I don't know that I'll ever be ready to go back to the theater.
That ambiguity was reflected last month during the Fringe Festival when a record 160 independent artists staged their own plays all over town. But the festival saw only about 60% of the audiences it normally does. Project manager April Rose said the people who did come out saw fewer shows.
So like someone that would be used to attending far more attended maybe slightly less than they would, which I think is maybe a safety precaution of like, let me go out one night, take a minute, see how I feel, and then I'll wait and I'll see one next week.
Embedded within the Fringe Festival this year was a mini festival called Cannonball, which did its own audience surveys. The surveys show people were eager to get out and see live performances again. One anonymous audience member said, it isn't about the shows, it's about the community. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.